Listening part two. You will hear a talk by an expert about ways in which energy can be generated. For questions 1 to 9, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Thank you for inviting me here today to talk about new and inventive ways people are harnessing energy, which I hope some of you might adopt. In modern life, energy has become somewhat of a predicament for both individuals and countries as costs of energy prices soar and the environmental costs of energy production become increasingly obvious. But this does not necessarily need to be the case, and research into non-traditional energy production is coming on leaps and bounds, with solutions showing great inventiveness both in small and large scales, which are either ready or almost ready to deploy. Let's start with a case study. You might not think of the force of gravity as a viable energy source, but surprisingly, it is used in the production of energy in some forms and has much higher reliability than solar or wind energy, as it is a constant. It has been put to use in some localized projects to make a huge difference to certain groups of people. Take, for example, the gravity light in Kenya, a device which is bringing light to homes which are normally off-grid, and doing it safely and cost-effectively. Where they once used kerosene to power their lighting, they are now doing it with rocks linked to a dynamo with a pulley system. It may be a small amount of power that is generated, but it's making a real difference to communities in far-flung areas, especially as running costs are virtually non-existent. And there is no reason why this couldn't be scaled up. In fact, there are some companies that are considering gravity, in terms of energy storage this time, on a much larger scale. So it seems as if this is just the tip of the iceberg for its potential. The next step for small-scale energy production might lie in exploiting the kinetic energy we generate all around us. In the UK, there are smart panels in some pavements to capture the energy of the pedestrians, channeling it into the streetlights. In Japan, some nightclubs are using similar techniques, but on their dance floors. This kind of energy could change our daily lives as we know it. Perhaps, for example, to the point where we are using our fingers as a charging device every time we send a text message or scroll on our mobiles. That could also mean that we never run out of battery again. Now, these are great, inexpensive energy sources, but while having potential for expansion, at present, they are localized projects. However, there is one rather unusual resource which involves the adaptation of an existing energy source, solar energy, and this could be a game changer. While solar energy is considered, and quite rightly, as one of the green energies, it's not as perfect as it at first seems. The actual construction of the panels is where the problem lies, because of the need for silicon as a conductor in the panels, which is neither cheap nor particularly environmentally friendly due to its energy-intensive production process. The replacement scientists are working on for this actually comes from a creature of the deep, the jellyfish. A specific protein is being developed that is derived from the green fluorescent protein, or GFP, contained in jellyfish that gives them their distinctive glow. This protein reacts to UV light, which in turn activates electrons, mirroring the kind of process that happens in solar panel energy. Scientists have the ability now to artificially create this protein. So there is little reason why this couldn't be commercially sold in the form of solar panels and also deployed as biocells floating in the ocean, collecting power whenever the sun shines. These are just some of the ways that our traditional sources of energy can be complemented or even replaced over time, both on a local and global scale. As I mentioned at the start, it's an exciting time for energy, as talented young scientists are shooing away finite generators of power to look to things that are abundant and limitless in our natural world. And this is essential if we are to counter the challenges that climate change, limited resources, and population growth present to us.